We are privileged to have Kevin Moeller on our call tonight. Now, for those of you who don't know Kevin, I mean, he is a very astute businessman in his own world. I mean, he is kind of like Frank. He is just amazing when it comes to business. In the world of Legal Shield, he's a gold executive director. He's earned the $50,000 ring. I know he's headed close to that $100,000 ring. He is the network vice president of the state Frank was born in, Alabama. And there's a lot of action going on in Alabama, if you haven't noticed. And he is a member of the prestigious Network Marketing Committee that is consulted on a weekly basis, if not more often, concerning new materials, new videos, new things coming out, and things to make the network building of our business really explode. And there's a lot of things going on behind the scenes right now that are very exciting. And Kevin, I know you were out in New Orleans. I think you were. Yes, you were. And I think he just had an anniversary or got one coming up with his bride. So we are honored to have you on our call tonight, Kevin. And I just appreciate your time so much and appreciate your friendship so very much. So I know our team is anxious to hear from you. And I might add, his team's been recognized for fast growth. That's what we all want. So Kevin, it's all yours.
Awesome. Ms. Teresa, can you hear me okay?
I sure can. Thank you so much.
Well, awesome. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you and Frank, and you guys have just been instrumental in my business in a way that I really don't have the ability to express over the phone or even in person for that matter. Now, I'll share a little bit about my story, but, you know, it's just what a blessing and what a surreal moment to be asked to train on a team call of two icons, not just in my life and in my business, but in all of Legal Shield, and quite honestly, the entire industry of network marketing, which I'm passionate about, and not only that, but also in business. You know, it's phenomenal. You guys were, as you know, were guest trainers on my team conference call just last night, and I had a gentleman on the call who has built traditional businesses. He actually had three multi-million dollar businesses that he owned simultaneously prior to the downturn of the economy in 2007. Somebody I look up to financially, somebody I look up to in business. And when that call was over, he called me and it was like, wow, you know, that's the level of leadership that you guys provide. And so I appreciate both of you. And not only that, but countless executive directors on your team that I've learned from. It's been an absolute blessing for my wife and I. And so, you know, a little bit about our story before I get into some of the training topics that I'd love to share with you guys tonight. A little bit about my background and my story. I used to do residential construction and home building here in South Alabama, and I hated it. I mean, I just to give you a snapshot of what life looked like for me work-wise, I got up at the crack of dawn before sunlight came up. I made a pot of coffee. I hopped in my truck, my work truck, and drove to the job site around 6:15. We got out of the vehicle and started setting up compressors and generators and hoses and extension cords and ladders and getting our tool belt on, because work started at 6:30 and we didn't get paid for setting up to work. We only got paid for work. And so we got there early to set up all the equipment. Of course, the work hour started at 6:30 and we started doing manual labor at the crack of dawn. Now, I'm not a morning person, so you can imagine how difficult that is to do physical manual labor at that early in the morning. We got one 30-minute lunch break, and then we're off at 4:30 in the afternoon. And not only was I working construction, because I was so miserable working that job and I wanted to get out of it, I decided to do what society taught me to do, which was go get a formal education. And so I enrolled in college, went 15 credit hours a semester, 5 nights a week in pursuit of an architecture degree, from 6 to 10 p.m. at night, 5 nights a week, while still running the construction crew from 6:30 in the morning or 6:15 in the morning to 4:30 in the afternoon. And so as you can imagine, my life revolved around work and school. I mean, I had no time for family. I had no time for friends. I had no finances. You know, I had to check my bank balance before I figured out what I could afford to eat for lunch. And I don't know if you've been in that situation before. You know, some of you have, some of you may have not. But I can tell you it's a very uncomfortable situation to look at life and say, you know what, I'm doing everything that I can. I'm working as many hours as I can. I'm studying as hard as I can. I'm doing everything to the best of my ability. I'm trying to make good decisions, yet I have absolutely nothing to show for it. In fact, to add insult to injury, I drove a 98 model construction truck with a leaking radiator that I could not afford to fix. So I was the guy working his tail off, going to school full-time at night, pulling into the gas station, popping the hood, and using a water hose at a gas station to pour water in my radiator to keep my truck from overheating. So that's just a little snapshot of what life looked like for me for the 2.5 years that I was in college. I never took a semester off because I wanted to get out of college as fast as I got in it. So that was my schedule, and a guy gave me a DVD back in 2007. And he gave me a DVD about this company, but he didn't even tell me about the company. He just was explaining that there was something that was exploding I needed to take a look at. And I handed him back the DVD, and I said, you know what, thanks, but no thanks. I'm just not interested. He said, well, what are you not interested in? You don't even know what it is. And I said, well, it doesn't matter what it is because I don't have time for it. He said, well, do me a favor, take a look at this anyway and give me your honest feedback. You need to know what this company is doing. And so I said, sure, whatever. So I took the DVD, and, of course, I was so busy I didn't watch it for 3 days. But he followed up with me every single day for 3 consecutive days. And finally I thought, you know what, I'm going to pop this thing in. I'm going to watch 5 minutes of it, see what this is about. So I can tell him I watched it, and I'm going to give it back to him, and I can move on with life, and he'll quit calling me. So I popped the DVD in my computer one night. I had been at work all day long that morning and afternoon. I had been in class all that afternoon, that evening, all the way up until 10 p.m. at night. I had worked the next thing in the morning. I popped the DVD in thinking I'm going to watch it for 5 minutes, and I ended up watching the full overview twice in one night. And my wheels got turning, and I started thinking about people that could use this service, and I started thinking about times in my life that I could have used this. And so it made so much sense to me because the guy who shared it with me didn't have to sell it to me. He just was the one that shared it with me. And I thought, man, I don't have time to explain this every day, but I've got time to give this DVD to everybody and their mama. So I got started in the business with the desire to make an extra $300 to $500 a month because I really needed that extra income. I had actually used the money that I was saving to fix my radiator to invest in getting started in the business. So I made a personal sacrifice. That's what it takes to become successful. You got to do what other people are not willing to do. Some people say, what if it doesn't work? I think a more powerful question is what if it does? And that's what I ask myself is, what if this works just a little bit? And that's what gave me the faith and the mustard seed to get started in the business in 2007. And, of course, in 7 months later, I actually was in a position, even though I was still full-time in college and still full-time in construction, to actually walk away from my construction foreman job. To never have a job again. I was 20 years old when I got started in Legal Shield. I was 21 when I went full-time. Within 16 months of starting the business, I reached the executive director position. Of course, since then, we've helped about 24 individuals reach the executive director position and have grown an organization all across North America. It has been an absolute blessing. It's given my wife and I the time to travel, to be able to do missions and ministry, to be able to build other companies. We have the center that takes care of kids with neurological disorders such as autism and Asperger's, Down syndrome, cerebral palsy. We built a center to take care of kids with bleeding disorders in the state of Alabama. We have a full team of nurses that help them. And we're also opening up a hyperbaric oxygen therapy facility. Now, why do I tell you all that stuff? Because Legal Shield has given us the cash flow and the control of our schedule to make the decisions that we want to make in our lives. It's given us freedom. To me, you can't put a price tag on that. I know a lot of people that make a lot more money than I do, but they work a lot more hours than I do, and I would never trade places with them if I had to. Because what we do every single day is scalable. The cool thing is if I keep doing what I'm doing that's got me to where I'm at, because we're doing the right activity, we're going to compound the results and the reward. And that is what is so inspiring and exciting to wake up every single day to build our business, because we're not just paying the bills. We're creating future possibilities and freedom for ourselves and for our families. And so if that's what you want to accomplish in Legal Shield, you certainly can do that, but you got to have several things. And we're going to talk about that. You got to have belief in several different things. Number one is belief in the company. So if you're taking notes, here's part of the training I want to share with you tonight. Belief in the company. You have to believe in what this company is doing. Look, our company is not a startup company. We weren't founded last year. We're not hoping this is going to work. We're not looking at future projections and saying we think we're going to be successful. Here's the facts. We're up 22% in the last 12 months. We did $450+ million in revenue in the last 12 months. There are 42,000 new subscribers of Legal Shield in the last 30 days. We've paid out $1 billion in commission to people just like you and I in the last 10 years, which, by the way, that's equivalent to $304,000 every single day. It took Legal Shield 37 years to create the first 100 millionaires. It took 7 years to create the second 100 millionaires. What do you think is going to happen in the next 2 or 3 years? Yet 98% of the population don't even know that Legal Shield exists yet. So Legal Shield is not paying ducks and geckos to advertise their service. They're paying you and I. And that's the blessing of the timing of where we sit right now. We've got a rock-solid, stable company that's poised in position to be a household name. It's happening right before our eyes as we speak. 42,000 new subscribers in the last 30 days. We're only in 49 states and 4 provinces in Canada. So you can do the math and you see how many people were signing up on average per state. We're growing, and we're going to be a household name in our lifetime. We're watching it happen as we speak. Not only that, but we're rock-solid and stable, owned by a $3 billion private equity firm. I mean, we're not going anywhere but up. So you got to believe in the company. Well, there's a lot to believe in. I'm a firm believer in documentation beats conversation. I believe a wise man is willing to research what a fool takes for granted. And when you have a company like that, I think there's a lot to believe in. In addition to that, you got to have belief in our product. You know, the story that was shared earlier on this call tonight was just so empowering and really so exciting and detrimental at the same time. You know, that gentleman needed access to our service, which is really sad, but it's also inspiring because we have a solution that people need and they don't even know about. You talk about timing, positioning yourself in front of not a trend. This is not a trend. This is not bell-bottom jeans. This is not something that's going to be here today and gone tomorrow like a fashion trend. This is a wave of the future. This is changing the way that legal services are delivered to every individual in North America. Average people don't make $200, $300, $400 an hour, but they can afford $200 a year to get access to our service, and that's what we do. So you got to believe in the product. Look at the billboards. Look at TV commercials. Listen to the radio. Look at all the viral videos on Facebook. And everywhere you look, you're looking at a need that there's only one company in North America providing. In addition to that, identity theft. We have the only viable solution to that. There are a lot of other competitors in the space, but there is no competition for what you and I have the ability to offer in the marketplace today. Nobody does what we do in the world of identity theft. So, again, there's competitors, but there's no competition for what we do. We have the solution to that problem. So you got to believe in the product. The best way you're going to believe in that product is to use it. You've got to use it yourself. You've got to have your own testimony. So if you're taking notes tonight and you're wanting business-building tactics, this is a tactic that you may overlook. You may say, well, that's not going to make me any money to use my service. Well, yes, it will, because I've had problems with MediaCom Internet at my residence for a long time. And I've had a service technician come to my house for the last, you know, I don't know, probably 12, 13, 14 times that have not found resolution. I've had no success. And the problem is where I live in a town of 3,000 people, I don't have other internet providers to choose from. So if I can't get them to provide valuable, you know, reliable internet, then I don't have internet where I live. That's just my option. It's either them or nobody. So I called the law firm. The law firm fired off a letter to them. I got a copy of the letter today, which means MediaCom's office, which is right here close to where I live, they got a copy of that letter today from my law firm. And before I could even open up the envelope, I had an email from MediaCom scheduling a service to come over here to fix the situation. Now, I can tell you this all day long. I'm passionate about Legal Shield. I don't need any more proof because I've used the product. If you haven't used it, you have to use it. Believe in the service that you offer. The third thing is believing in your leadership. Let's talk about top-down for a second. MidOcean Partners, a $3 billion private equity firm that owns the company that you and I get to partner with to go out there and build. $3 billion. Now, their private equity firm, what does that mean? That means that it's their money. It's not $3 billion of the bank's money. This is a group of individuals whose collective net worth allowed them to purchase $651 million purchase of our company several years ago and turn it into a privately held corporation. So most people wouldn't invest $300 in something without doing research. These folks invested $651 million to buy our company, and they're a $3 billion private equity firm. Below that, we've got the CEO, Mr. Jeff Bell. You know, former guru with Microsoft and Chrysler and Jeep Corporation. They still call him the Bell Effect to this day because of the ripple effect that he had with Microsoft, which is a company that everybody knows about, an incredibly successful company. He had a ripple effect with that company so big that they call him the Bell Effect. And yet he's at the helm of our company, making the decisions, taking us in the direction. Not only have we had a tremendous amount of increased success with him at the helm over the last 2 years, trust me, the next 2 years are going to be way better than the last two. And then you've got at the helm of your organization, an organization that is envied by every other organization in the entire company. You got Frank and Teresa of Coin, their leadership that you get to soak up on a regular basis. Look, I could tell you what that's worth, but you couldn't afford to pay the tab on what it's worth. Tremendous value in the leadership that you get to plug into. Time-tested and proven leadership that has helped countless individuals, myself included, become successful. Now, why do I say myself included? Well, rewind back to 2007. I got started in the business. January 2008, I happened to hear about a super regional where the Acoin family are going to be doing a training. Couldn't afford to go, and I didn't have time to go. But somebody who cared about my success said, Kevin, you can't afford not to go. So here I am, stuffed in a car, more people in that car than what are allowed legally. What are not seatbelts in the car to fit us all, but we did it anyway. I ate protein bars and peanut crackers and had to do what I had to do, but I got there to that conference. And I tell you what, when they share the business philosophies and the simple practices that people can do to build a successful business, when I came back home 60 days later, I walked away from the last job that I've ever had in the last 8 years because of their training. Absolutely phenomenal. But the last thing you have to believe in, if you believe in the company and you believe in the product and you believe in your leadership, but you don't believe in you, this business will never work. That is the reason why personal development is not kind of sort of important. It's not just very important. It is ultimately going to be the golden key that takes you to the next level or the handcuffs that bring you down. Personal development is anything that makes you better. It's the books you read. It's the CDs you listen to. It's the seminars you attend. And almost most importantly, it's the associations around you. You know, people you're hanging around, do they think that Legal Shield's one of those things? Do they make fun of you in this business? Or are you hanging around people that inspire you, encourage you, love on you, celebrate every success, whether it's big or small in your eyes? They celebrate that and make you feel like a better person. Do you feel like you're becoming better every single day? Because just like life, we're just like a banana. We're getting ripe or we're getting rotten every single day. There is no in-between. And personal development is positive brainwashing. That's exactly what it is, because you know what the world will do if you don't have your positive brainwashing all of the time? They're going to give you the negative brainwashing. Just go look at the news, read the newspaper, scroll through your Facebook feed, and you're going to have negative brainwashing hit you like crazy. So if you want to combat that, look, let me tell you this. I don't know how many of you guys, I apologize if you're a vegan, but I live in Alabama and I was born and raised in Texas. So I happen to be a meat eater, okay? I love to grill. We have a green egg here at our house. And my wife and I, Julie, we use it all the time. And when you take a steak and you marinate a steak for 24 hours and you put that steak on the grill, right? Some of you that haven't eaten dinner, maybe your mouth's watering. But you put that steak on the grill. Let me tell you, what happens when the heat turns up? When the heat is turned up, what happens to that steak? What you put into that steak when the heat turns up is exactly what's coming out. And you know what happens in life? What you put into yourself when you turn the heat up is what comes out. If you don't immerse yourself in personal development, in positive thinking, in positive philosophies that shape your actions, that shape your beliefs, that shape your attitude, that shapes your self-confidence, that not only can people win, but you can win in life and in business and in finances and in family and relationships and physically and relationally and spiritually. These are things you have to pour into yourself on a regular basis if you want to win here. Because if you want to have constant impact in an organization, you have to be constantly growing. You can't be the same person 6 months from now that's teaching your team that you are today. Your team's got to see you growing. And that's why personal development is so important. But also personal mastery, self-mastery. So it's not just about reading. If knowledge paid well, just knowledge, then all the professors would be millionaires. All the college professors, because they know a lot, they'd be millionaires. This is not about what you know. It's about what you apply. But you got to have new information to apply on a regular basis. That's personal development. So if you believe in the company, you believe in the product, you believe in your leadership, and you believe in you, you can do extremely well in this business. But you also have to understand our business plan, because all of those are great things. Now that means your belief is 100% in everything. But now what do you do? What are the things that you do on a regular basis to build your business? Well, you need to understand and boil the business down to a very simple business plan. This is a business plan I came up with, and it's not 15 pages. It's one sentence. If you had to boil our business down to one sentence, if you had to say, Kevin, Tell me one sentence. Explain how you get the results that you want. Here's what it is. Take people from not knowing to fully understanding our service and business model every single day using third-party tools and events. Let me say it one more time. Take people from not knowing to fully understanding our service and business model every single day using third-party tools and events. Now, that may be one sentence, but there's a lot being said in that one sentence. Number one is you're taking people from not knowing to fully understanding, not hearing the concept of Legal Shield, not a paragraph about Legal Shield, but to fully understand Legal Shield is going to take anywhere from 10 to 15 minutes in length of time. So if you don't have 10 to 15 minutes to share this information with somebody, you better use a third-party tool, period, because that's what duplicates. Give them something that's going to take them from not knowing to fully understanding what we do. Because if people don't use attorneys on a regular basis, or somebody like me back in 2007, and you share this concept with them, they're not going to just buy this on the spot and believe in the business. You've got to show them everything that Legal Shield does, how it does what it does, let them fully understand, and that's when you're going to generate a lot of interest. That's the reason why we don't get paid to tell people about Legal Shield. We get paid to show them. We get paid to show people. And it's every single day. You've got to get consistent in your business. That's the golden key to our business. That's the pixie dust. That's the magic thing. Is what we do daily is what duplicates and compounds the results that we want. And we have to use third-party tools. Why do we have to use third-party tools? Well, because that's the only way that you're going to duplicate. The only way for you to share information with somebody who shares information with somebody who shares information with somebody in the same 24-hour period that gets all of them to come on board is by using something other than you. So you're not omnipresent. You can't be everywhere at all times, but tools can be. A DVD, a video, and a magazine, and those things will play 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can mail 10 of them out at one time and go to 10 different states in the 24-hour period. You can't do that. I can't do that. The coins can't do that, but guess what? Tools can, and you got to use third-party tools. So let me share with you before I wrap this up how I got started in Brian Carruthers' organization. Most of you guys know Mr. Carruthers. He made close to $2 million a year. He's made $17 million in Legal Shield. It's been absolutely phenomenal what he's been able to accomplish in this company. His team has been paid in excess of $400 million collectively, which, by the way, is 40% of $1 billion he's built, building the same business that you and I have our hands on. Pretty impressive, right? Well, Brian Carruthers, which was in Maryland, took a DVD and mailed it from Maryland to a guy who owned a boatyard in Mississippi who mailed it. This wasn't a DVD. This was actually a VHS tape back then. But stick with me. It's still a tool. So we're going to call it a DVD, okay? He mailed a DVD from Maryland to a guy who owned a boatyard in Florida who mailed it to a guy who owned a seafood restaurant in Mobile, Alabama, who gave it to his son who peeled shrimp and he peeled shrimp and he filleted flounder in the back of the restaurant, seafood restaurant. He was 20 years old. He got started. He was dating the hostess of the restaurant, which is now his wife, by the way. But he gave her the DVD. Well, she was from Mississippi when she went to high school, so she mailed it to a guy who today makes very close to $200,000 a year, Mr. David Guidreau. She went to school with him and sent it to him, and he loved it. He gave it to a buddy of his that he was in a fraternity with who was wiring hospital in Mississippi. He got started in the business. That guy moved to Foley, Alabama, who gave it to his next-door neighbor who was Brazilian. He spoke Portuguese, and he was a granite countertop installation guy, a roofer, and a pizza delivery guy. Okay, that guy went to the granite shop one day. A lady came in and tried to sell him a credit card processing machine. He gave her a DVD. She got started. She gave the DVD to her son, who was the one who gave it to me. There is no way that Brian Carruthers could have called the boatyard, who would have called the restaurant owner, who would have talked to his son, who would have talked to his girlfriend, would have called a friend from high school, who would have talked to a friend of his from fraternity, who would have moved to Foley and talked to his next-door neighbor, who would talk to a credit card lady that tried to sell him a machine, who would talk to her son, who would have talked me into joining this company. It is impossible for that to happen, but guess what is possible? For a tool to transfer from person to person to person to person to person. That is possible. So the genius in our business is don't be too good. You know, people that are exceptionally good at presenting and talking people and getting them to join the company usually are the least duplicatable individuals in the business. They can't understand how to grow a monster organization because they themselves are so good that they're in the way of their team building a monster. So you got to get out of the way and build a tool. So between then, when we got started in the business, now let's fast forward now. Let's go 8 years. Today, I am blessed and humbled to share with you that the top three recruiters right now in all of Legal Shield in the last 90 days in the entire company are in three separate legs of my organization. Now, how in the heck did that happen? Well, it's very simple. We use tools. So the first one is David Dolan. I invited a friend of mine, gave him a DVD. He wouldn't watch it. I invited him to a business briefing. He came out after follow-up. Finally, he came to a business briefing. He said, nah, this isn't for me. He left. Well, guess what? Bumped into him 5 years later. Life's a little different today than it was 5 years ago. He decided to come out to a business briefing, got excited, went out there, found a guy named David Dolan, invited David Dolan to a business briefing. David was, used to be in the military. He was a Marine. He had two different deployments, one to Afghanistan. When he dropped out of college to join the Marines, left the Marines, came home, was a bartender at nights and weekends, and worked construction during the daytime. He drove a decent car, but he only had liability insurance, and he got in an automobile accident after hydroplaning, and he lost his car, was on his feet, and didn't have a car. Had several different roommates that he was paying to live where they lived. They decided to sell the house and kicked him out. So then he had to call his best friend's parents and live on their sofa. He was driving a 2001 Honda that was worth about $50 if it had $100 worth of gas in the tank, if you know what I mean. Piece of junk. Got started in Legal Shield 14 months ago. Within 12 months, earned the BMW. Within 13 months, reached the executive director. And reached the executive director again last month. Is absolutely just killing it. Why? Because tools travel. DVDs, business briefings, you name it. We also had another gentleman that I mailed a DVD to in Tuscaloosa that several years later mailed a DVD to a guy in Ohio who is now a bronze executive director in the last 60 days, who gave some information to a lady named Sarah Brenner, who's another executive director in the organization, because tools travel. And they duplicate. It was a full presentation done in another state on our behalf without us ever having to leave the house because of tools. Another gentleman, check this out. I gave a DVD to a friend of mine I saw at Walmart who mailed it to his cousin in California, who mailed it to another one of his cousins in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, who 3 years later walked into the gym and met Mr. Alex Shaheed. And Mr. Shaheed is one of the top recruiters in the entire company, bronze executive director, ring earner, BMW driver, and a stay-at-home dad. That's the three different success stories that we've had here recently in the organization that I wanted to highlight. Why? Because tools. You got to be willing to get the tools out and follow up with individuals that you give the tools to. There's power in consistency, and that is the hidden secret behind what we do. So with that being said, I'm going to leave you with this. This is your life that we're talking about. Like, I take this conference call extremely seriously. Why? Because I'm hopefully speaking life to you tonight. If you're listening to this conference call, it's time to take this business to another level. It's time to get serious about what we do. This is not a game. This is your life. This is your family. This is your future. This is your freedom. Look, we're not building a paycheck here. We're not building something to pay a light bill. Yes, that can happen along the way, but we're building something that can pay you generations to come. We're building something that makes a difference, not just in your life, but in your friend's life. Why? Because when they need you, when life happens to them, guess what? If you've got time and financial freedom, you can be there to help them. There are going to be things that happen to us in life in the next 10 years that are out of our control. But if the decisions that we make today is going to be what determines where we are in those moments, and what we're able to do about it. And that's the reason why this is so serious. When you're building Legal Shield, you're building your life, and you're building the ability to help so many other people on the way. So treat it serious. Don't draw your line in the sand. The sand will blow away. Draw your line in the concrete and decide that you're going to go out there and win. Executive director is between your ears. If you go out there and build a team that gets two memberships a day, you'll blow past executive director. So if you're brand new and you look at 50 memberships a month and you think, oh, my gosh, man, that's huge. I don't know if I can make it. Look, can you build a team? Can you put together a team that's like a football team that can go out there and protect two families a day? If you protect two families a day with you and your entire organization, then that's 60 memberships a month. You only need 50. So make the decision that you're going to go out there and make it happen. You're going to choose to win, and this is going to be your month, because this can be your month. Get Performance Club qualified. Come hang out with us at the Atlantis Resort. I'll be there. The Acoins will be there, and so many executives on the team and other individuals. We want you to be there. I want to shake your hand. I want to hear your story and congratulate you in your success. Last thing I'll share with you is going to the national convention is not optional. I'm going to be there next year, and if you want to do anything big in Legal Shield, surround yourself with people that are doing big things in Legal Shield. So with that being said, Frank, Teresa, thank you so much for having me on the call. I'm going to turn it back over to you.
Gosh, thank you so much, Kevin. I know you've got to jump on that other call. This was perfect, and I've got 2 pages of notes, and I'm sure the team does as well. So I cannot thank you enough. We will talk soon. And, Frank, anything else?
Yeah, I want to say I think this is going to be the most listened-to call that we've had in years.
Right.
On the replay. Kevin, that was some of the best information that I've heard. I've got Matthew Root sitting here with me, and he's a brand-new associate. And what's your take on this?
My take on this was really get passionate about the business. It's a lot easier to sell a product that you fully believe in with a company that's a very healthy company backing you on all this. And we have a lot of great resources being in this organization. There's a lot of great tools that we can take away. And there's really no end to how much money or how big you can grow this thing. It's all about the effort and what you put into it.
I want you to know you may have just changed your life, Kevin. This has been a great call, and I just admire everything that you do, buddy. Teresa, you need to schedule him again next week.
I know he's probably already jumped off. Kevin, if you're there, thank you so much. We will talk to you soon.
Absolutely. Thanks to both of you guys.
Okay, good.
Look forward to
all
seeing
right.
you soon. Have a good one.
Thank you so much, Kevin. Appreciate you, buddy. We know you got to get on the other call.
No problem. Thank you so much, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal.
Oh, my God. He brought up some of the best points that I've ever heard. I mean, thinking of building a team and all you got to do is just move 2 memberships a day. I mean, you can't get much more simple than that. That makes it so simple that anybody knows they can do this, but she's brought a number of tools. So,
I love
Teresa, did we have somebody else standing by to do something?
Yes, I'm going to roll it back to Bill Sullivan for a quick minute. He has Amy back on the call, and what a perfect core commitment to talk about tonight, which is the exposure process and doing those exposures on a consistent basis. So we'll turn it back over to Mr. Bill Sullivan very quickly, and then we'll go back over to the gardeners over in Darlington.
All right. Well, thank you very much. It took me a minute to get unmuted here. So, Amy, are you on?
Yes, Amy.
There you go. All right, let's go ahead and talk about core commitment number 3 for a minute. This is Amy Winley, a fairly new associate. She did go to the convention. Awesome lady who has her hands full but still is focused on Legal Shield. So take it away, Amy.
I did go to the convention. It was amazing. But I'm still just sort of starting out part-time. For me, I felt like 2 exposures a day would be a good goal for me. So what I try to do is everybody I meet, whether it's somebody I already know, friends, family, or a new person, and no matter where, phone call, customer, grocery store, I try to listen to see if they have a problem. And so I'm actually becoming a much better listener, do a lot less talking actually now. And I just listen, wait for the problem. Somebody always has a problem somewhere, something. They either need a problem where Legal Shield could step in and help, or maybe they need to make more money. So for me, I was, again, talking too much. So I really started to force myself to try to use more of the tools, invite people to a luncheon, get them to a briefing, and also really try to get the videos to them, send them to the links, direct them, go with them. And the 3-way calling is great because they immediately get the energy, especially from Bill. And he's always up and happy and excited and anxious to talk to somebody. And most people's the person who got them into it is that way. They have that personality. So I just really found that getting the tools and getting something in their hand, getting them to look at something, and as the gentleman just said, follow up, follow up, follow up. And so for me, that's a big one for me. It's just really working the tools. Stop talking as much.
Very good, Amy. Thank you so much. I sort of have had that situation too, and the tools are great. Frank and Teresa, we'll turn it back over to you.
That was awesome. Amy, thank you so much. And
you're welcome.
Frank, I think, yeah, and we are going to roll it over now to the gardeners. They've got some exciting things to talk about to everybody before we close the call, so stay tuned for this. And for those of you, I know we've got a lot of new people on the call tonight. I want to give you a special welcome, and we'll let you know that the gardeners are Millionaire Club members. They are $250,000 ring earners. John is a third-generation attorney, and we are excited about them being not only on the call, but as a big part of our team, and they're certainly two of our best friends in the whole world. So, Gardner.
And we also want to say congratulations to them. They just married their daughter off this weekend, and everything's good.
Well, thank you, thank you. It was a great weekend, and what a great call tonight.
Wow.
You know, just powerful stuff. You know, John and I were introduced to this company by a videotape. Frank and Teresa, I know that you were introduced to this company by a tool, somebody consistently following up with you. And so, you know, it's so simple that sometimes we forget the power behind it. And so, you know, just the fact that both of us were introduced that way, it should be a clue to those people on the call that tools work. Regardless of the tool, they work. It literally is about sharing it with people and then following up. What is happening with Legal Shield? Obviously, from the excitement you heard tonight, everything that's happening in the marketplace, what an exciting time we have. And, of course, we have an unbelievable team event coming up in just really 5 weeks. If you can believe it's that close. By the time we get on the phone next week, we will literally be less than a month away. And so just excited about that. It's October the 20th, 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. We're going to kick it off on the 20th with an optional B2B training with Melissa Wilder, who, you know, is one of the VPs of the B2B side of our company, is going to be flying in to do that afternoon training that day. And then, of course, starting Friday morning, we have none other than the newest million-dollar ring earner in the company, Mr. Darnell Self, who will literally be training all day on Friday. And then, of course, the team leadership Saturday and Sunday. This is a magical event. Every time we have had a team event, we get to go into different training topics. We really get to dig deep with leadership trainings, with personal development trainings, with you know, all the things that you can't, that's very difficult to do when it's not just your team. There's a lot of things we can train when it's just our organization, and of course, with us renting out the House of Blues on Saturday night for a big party and dinner, all of that is included in your ticket. It's just going to be one of those events that I believe has probably changed more people's lives in our business than any other event we have. And it's going to be at a perfect time of year. So go to performancefamily.com, register. It's $105 per person. You'll need to call Sea Trail Resort in Sunset Beach. Get your villa reserved. I know that they've got, at last I saw, that was sent out, they had one four-bedroom villa left. They have a few three-bedroom ones, and some two bedrooms, one bedroom. So there's really not going to be an excuse of why someone from your team can't go. You know, it's not like you've got a hotel room. When you have a one-bedroom villa, you can put a lot of people in that room, you know, for everybody to have access to the information that we're going to be sharing over those 3 days. And so it's, I encourage you to everyone on this phone to be there. I encourage you to have your team there. And, you know, one of the philosophies I think that we miss as a leader, because this is a leadership, this is a team leadership call. It is our team training call, but it is a leadership call. And I think sometimes one of the things we really miss is that when we allow our, you know, your team has shared with you their dream for their Legal Shield business. If we're doing this business right, you know why your team is in this business. You know what this business means to their future, to their family. And when we allow them to miss events, we are becoming the obstacle in the way of their dream. And you have got to take that on as a leader to say, you know, if I don't, if I give them permission not to show up, or if I signal to them it's not important by not going myself, then I am the person standing in the way of my recruit, of my team's dream, because I have sent them the wrong message. And so you have to look at that from a leadership perspective and say, what am I communicating to my organization about the importance of events like this? Do I have my ticket to the event? Do I have my hotel room? Am I my villa? Am I offering it to those people that I know it's going to be difficult for them to get there? But the reason it's difficult for them to get there is exactly why they need to be there. Because when it comes to our corporate event in March, you need them, and they need to be in a different place financially to be able to make it to that event. And so the importance of this event gets to be bigger. Because they need to take their business to the next level. They need something to shift in their life. And so you've got to take the role of, it's your responsibility to properly communicate to them through your actions and your words to be at this event. So go to performancefamily.com, download the flyer, get yourself registered, get your leaders and your team members registered to be at that event. It's going to be an incredible weekend. It will be, you know, well worth, we have invested a lot of money in this event because we want to invest in you, because we want to invest in your future. That's why we've done it. And so make sure you take advantage of being there, of being able to hear from Darnell Self, of being able to hear what we're going to lay out, to being able to participate with your team members in this experience, because then when you go back to your marketplace, it becomes a completely different business. And, you know, when you go in with an expectation that an event is going to change your life, you know, if you expect the information you got on this call tonight to change your business, guess what? It will change your business. What's the difference in the people that will make it change your business and the people that won't? Simply the expectation. The people on this call who believe the information they got tonight is what they needed to change their business, it will change their business. The people believe who think, oh, that was just another call I needed to be on and don't take action on it, those are the people whose business won't change. Which person are you going to be? Which person are you going to be to lead your team? They need, someone on your team needs you to be the person to show them that the information that they got tonight, the information that we're going to share at this event in October, is going to be what they need to change their life. So get registered today. Now, exciting, just by simply doing the small things that we do on a daily basis, the company, of course, we have Performance Club. And if you look at everything we do in our business, you know, you listen to the call tonight, and he said, you know, I just wanted to make that extra $300 to $500. What is that? That is what most people sign up in this business to earn in the beginning. Now, not all of us. Some of us see it as a big business when we walk, you know, when we first walk through the doors. But a lot of people see it for an extra $300 to $500. What is that? That's Performance Club. And what are the benefits of being in Performance Club? Number one, that $300 to $500. But what else does the company do to incentivize you to do those things? And so to do that, you've got, after 12 months, you've got the BMW bonus that you can get, the extra $300 to $500 a month. Well, if that's what people originally signed up for in the beginning, think about that. Now, instead of the $300 to $500, now they're going to make a $600 to $1,000. I mean, just think about what that could mean to change their lives. But, of course, what else did we do? We get to go to Atlantis. All expenses paid. Talking about a stress-free vacation when you literally need to figure out how to get to the airport and you will have no expenses from that point forward and you're going to one of the top resorts in our hemisphere. I mean, think about that. That is unbelievable for just doing what you need to do to take your company, your business to the next level, take care of your family, take that next step towards accomplishing those dreams. And, of course, if you've been in Performance Club, you know what you needed to do. But here's the great news. If you haven't been participating in the Atlantis promotionals, they have started something called Third Time's Charm, which means you can still go. That's the exciting part. You can still go. And so if you didn't Performance Club qualify in July or August, you can re-enter the contest by simply having 15 Performance Club points this month. Now, you can do that through recruiting. You can do that through sales, a combination thereof, faster qualifying people, however you need to do it. Just 15 new Performance Club points this month. But for brand new recruits, the people you're going to bring in during you getting those 15 points, for them to go to Atlantis, they simply need to fast start qualify within their regular fast start qualification period. So that doesn't necessarily mean this month. If you bring them in the last day of the month, all they need to do is fast start qualify in October and then meet the other criteria that you have on the flyer. So just an exciting time in our company with our big event coming up in just a little over a month. Then with everyone going to Atlantis, the Atlantis Resort in Paradise Island in the Bahamas, all expenses paid. I would love for this to be a performance family vacation, not just a Performance Club vacation. I'd like this to be a performance family vacation for all of us to be there. So just excited about the opportunities that we have with all the growth happening in the market, and just excited that all of you are going to, take the leadership role here and start participating in all that our company has to offer. So, Frank, Teresa, I'm going to turn it back over to you.
Lordy mercy, that was a training in itself, Elizabeth. Thank you so much about leadership.
That was good. And Frank, I'll let you close out the call.
Do what now?
I said, and I'll let you close the call out.
All right, here's the close on this. First of all, thank all the speakers and for taking the time, the energy, and the patience to put together your segments. I mean, we do this every week, and, it takes time to do what all these people had done tonight. So thank you all so much. Here's your homework tonight. Like Mr. Mueller said, tomorrow make sure you take some DVDs or some CDs, and they're all in one. You know, one's one side and one's the other side. See how many of those you can get out tomorrow and just ask everybody to take a look at it and follow back with them. And you never know what's inside that CD pack. You think they're just a CD. It's not. That could be the one person who gives it to somebody who gives it to somebody that retires you. It could be your new house inside that little DVD pack. It could be the car you're looking for. It could be your kid's college education, because someone's going to come in your business and build an enormous organization, and you're not going to be able to stop the cash flow on that thing. So the homework is, how many people tomorrow can you get to take a look at Legal Shield? Because if they don't see it or hear it, they're not going to know about it. And the only way you're going to do that is to show them something or have them hear something. So send them to a website, give them a DVD, a CD, a magazine or something, invite them to a briefing or something. So this is Frank and Teresa, and not sunny South Carolina today. It's raining, but listen, we appreciate each and every one of you. We'll see you next week. Next week will be 925. We're getting close to that 1,000 mark. Thank you all so much. Good night now.